Hello, everyone, and welcome to the end of the world, or at least a few hundred years after the cataclysm. It's Rifts time, baby. Today, we play in Palladium Megaverse on Rifts Earth. This story follows a young and very well-trained Psystalker power armor pilot, mouthful there, named Ash. Let's get to the story. AFND presents Mercs and Monsters is an adult podcast. If you compared us to movie ratings, we'd be rated R. See episode notes for details.
Welcome. A little bit quieter. Welcome to Adventures in the Verse. This is our episode one flagship episode of Mercs and Monsters. With me today is Nicole.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I am Tony, your game master, not dungeon master this time. There's not a lot of dungeons here unless you go to specific spots. We are in Kentucky, specifically in Merktown, following the exploits of a new graduate in the Special Forces of the Headhunter Academy. Nicole, why don't you describe yourself?
So I'm going to be playing a Psystalker named Ash. And a little background, the ultimate guide for Rifts says that Psystalkers are humans transformed by the magic and dimensional energies from ley lines. Their mutation took place during the early decades of the 200 years Dark Age. They instinctively sense magic and the supernatural and regard it as a potential threat. In fact, they have survived at least a few hundred years by attacking beings with high levels of PPE. Potential psychic energy? That's what that stands for? Okay. Yeah. And feeding on their life-giving energies. Psystalkers are PPE vampires.
The pause there, PPE is also super confusing because it's potential psychic energy, but it actually has nothing to do with psychic energy. PPE is used to cast magic, where ISP, inner strength points, is used to cast psionic abilities. So it can get confusing. I just want to clear that up.
Thank you. Many, many things in this game are confusing and convoluted. We were just having this conversation about how much we both love it and hate it at times.
Yeah, it gets a little complicated and out of control in the books.
So anyways, yes, Psystalkers in general tend to be completely hairless, human-looking mutants, often with paint or tattoo patterns and insignias on their face and body. Sometimes they also file their teeth to points and possess an innate supernatural ability similar to the dog pack.
And so the dog packs are the mutants that the Coalition used in Chi-Town. They mutate dogs to the point to where they're humanoid. And like dog sniffing or drug sniffing dogs in the modern day, these dogs can sniff out psychic magic users. So Psystalkers generally will run with them in the Coalition packs to hunt down, you know, the filthy, disgusting mutants and magic users and so forth.
The book also goes on to state that typically the Psystalkers are seen as equals with their fellow soldiers, at least when it comes to fighting. So it's kind of like they're equals, but only sort of.
You're equals when you're needed. Right. Otherwise, you're a fucking freakinator.
Right.
So what does Ash look like? Like, it's very, all Psystalkers are very individualistic looking, and they stand out in a crowd no matter what, in one way or another. Everyone knows that you're a Psystalker just by looking at you. What does Ash look like, though?
So Ash is fairly tall, not freakishly tall, 6'3", only 199 pounds, so kind of on the skinnier side, young. And as the generic description goes, completely hairless, with his black generic tribalistic tattoos from head to toe. All over his skin. Not enough to, of course, block out his very albino skin, but to all over head to toe.
All right. And like I said, you just finished the academy successfully and gained a bunch of perks and bonuses and new skills to use in the field. And you just recently completed your first job right out of the academy. You had gotten a radio call while you're in town. Your suit's getting repaired right now. And you'd gotten a call for another job to come in to the office. You work with the Tennessee Headhunters. And they called you and they have a job specifically that was enlisted to them. They want a bid for some money. And they call you in and the receptionist at the desk lets you know that there is a quick flex alien. He's a merchant in town. And he sold his wares, but he is requesting an escort to get back home. Don't remember what the town name is. I have it written down on some piece of paper. I'll find it later. Not important right now. Anyways, you got to escort him along the Ohio River to the Mississippi River. And from there, you'll get on his boat that he has moored there and follow the Mississippi River north to get to the other port. And then the city is not too far from there. He has some workers with him. They're lightly armed, but none of them could afford power armor or body armor. So they will be, the merchant, this is what the secretary is telling us. I guess the merchant has a pre-rifts truck and towing a pre-rifts trailer. He specifically dabbles in pre-rifts artifacts. That's how he makes his money. Why he has a truck and a trailer, it's they're modified pre-rifts things that he had found while out scavenging. But his crew rides in the trailer. So he paid an exorbitant amount, but that barely covers your cost because you're a power armor pilot. And that's one of your specialty things is your OCC is special forces, but you specifically lean into the power armor shtick. That is your, I can't think of the word right now, but that
specialty?
That, right, yes, words. You have that, was it the Titan flying power armor?
I do. The rare flying Titan power armor.
Yeah, so.
And I've made some of my own modifications.
That's right. What were those modifications?
Retrofitted two weapons compartments and also integrated biometric security.
All right, so the secretary tells you that, let me ask you, it's optional for you to take it, but he paid 50,000 credits to get you to escort him from here to there.
And is the 50,000 just for me, or do the headhunters take some off the top for that?
They'd already taken some.
Okay. So the 50,000 is for me?
Yes.
Okay. I accept the job to escort the merchant down the Ohio River.
Yeah. The secretary tells you his name is, he goes by Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Which probably is not his birth name. He's a quick flex alien, but.
Now, what is a quick flex alien?
So quick flex alien, they're notorious for, just as the name implies, having extraordinary reflexes. They're very quick with their hands. They look, for the most part, like humans. Same skin color, same body features, etc. Except when you look at them closer, you notice that they have bigger eyes and a more elongated face, and they have slits for noses. They don't have a protrusion. They just have snake nose.
Oh, Voldemort nose.
Yeah.
All right.
But otherwise, they look human.
Are they still considered a DB, though?
Yeah, oh yeah. They're still a DB.
Okay.
They're not from Earth.
Okay.
So you want to do some shopping. You head over to the Mercenary Plaza in town, in Merktown here. And you head over to the Northern Gun Store first. And the Northern Gun Store and a lot of the other like bigger stores in the plaza are set up with like kiosks. And there's an attendant there, but he doesn't talk to you.
I didn't want to talk to him anyway.
Yeah, he sits on a stool and just like thumbs through a really old looking magazine, pretending to read. Maybe he can't read. It's likely that he can.
I don't judge.
He's just looking at the pictures. And you just operate the kiosk and there's like big, like shiny pictures because the kiosk is made for assuming that you can't read either. So it's just pictures of very detailed things like equipment you want, you know, so you can scroll through and you get yourself some more Northern Gun plasma grenades, some short range plasma missiles, and some mini missiles. We figured the costs and all that, and what to deduct from your credits, which you had just gotten paid from that first job that you'd done. And then you head over to the Wilkes store that's in the same plaza. It's just like, you know, just on the other side. It's like two shops down. Very similar scenario. There's just some kid that's sitting there with a kiosk and he's just kind of like picking his nose, watching all the crazy looking mercenaries walking around. Also, to elaborate on that too, there are a lot of different and colorful people in Merktown. Anyone and everyone is allowed here in Merktown, but everyone's expected to behave, so to speak. Everyone's packing heat. Everyone has their weapons. For the most part, you're not allowed to bring things like robots and power armor equipment, but you can have certain passes, get a permit, you know, to get through town. You got a pass to bring your power ram to get repaired at the shop. So you still see them in town, but there's not a bunch of them that are like clogging the streets. And there are all sorts of mercenaries of different races, different from obviously different cultures, wearing all kinds of different gear. There is a Merktown police force. They don't do a lot per se. Every now and then you might see like a scuffle between a couple of mercs, but like they only intervene and step in anything if it's something serious. So someone like pulls a laser gun and starts blasting holes through buildings, then they're going to put a stop to that.
Or somebody launching missiles in the middle of town.
Right. It's super unacceptable. But for the most part, the mercs that are here aren't here to cause mischief like that. So everyone kind of works together to keep a sense of neutrality. Like, this is a safe zone.
I would assume that if two or more mercenaries need to take care of business with one another, the whatever policing force is here, just let people take care of their own business as long as it's not disrupting the peace.
Yeah. And even if it's like two rivals that are like, you know, hey, I hate you, they won't start shit in town. They'll take it to the outskirts. Like it's common for someone to go out to the outskirts outside of town and blow themselves up, which is fine. Nobody cares about that. And that happens. It's mercenaries. Everyone can get rivals. There's a lot of people that are still racist, you know. In town, it's just kind of like a rule of thumb. It's just don't start shit here, because it's one of the few places where mercs from anywhere can come and do business.
Right.
And everyone benefits from that. So anyways, you go to the Wilkes store and the kid that's sitting there is like picking his nose, watching everybody. And he realizes that you've walked up to the kiosk and you're like thumbing through the things. And he's just like locked eyes with you, likely because you're a Psy Stalker. Pasty white and all that. And not too many Psy Stalkers just kind of walk around by themselves. I'm assuming you just ignore them.
Oh, no. I make uncomfortable eye contact.
Do you just stop everything you're doing?
And yeah. Make uncomfortable eye contact with this poor kid. And then after like 5 seconds, if he doesn't look away, I'm going to growl at him.
he stopped picking his nose and it just kind of like frozen there as you stare at him. And when you growl, he just bolts. he's obviously supposed to be here to watch a kiosk, but he's gone. Walk on. Then you go, you buy your Wilkes blinder laser grenade and you get two of those and transfer the credits. I always kind of imagine like credits, sometimes they come in like strips, or you get like the equivalent of like prepaid cards. Like our phones can do the scanning nowadays. It's kind of like that with the cards. So you want to take credits off, you just kind of like swipe the card and it'll just take it off automatically. Not like the stripes, but like the little digital microchips kind of thing, kind of scanning.
You know what I always imagined for Rifts? I imagined it was more like implants. You know, like that movie I think is called Time or something like that, where everybody has an implant where they add time to their lifespan by scanning their implant. Okay. I always imagined that for Rifts would be like an implant where you'd scan something inside of your body that had a unique genetic code.
That's pretty cool. I don't know that movie. I've never heard of it, but it's always been hard for me to track currency with Rifts because it just doesn't fucking make sense. I love your riffs, but Jesus. It doesn't make sense that the entire North America and the rest of the world run on credits that Chi-Town made. Like, there'd be so many different currencies that there's just economy would be nearly impossible, but it doesn't matter. I've gotten into the weeds with that, and
you just refuse to go back into the weeds.
Yeah, no, I'm wasting my time pulling my hair out trying to make something work that just won't. It's critics exist. You scan them. Huzzah. Next up, now that you've gotten gear, you need to go stop by the Nine Lives Armory. That is where your power armor currently is. I'm just getting repairs and make sure everything's tip top. So you head over to the Nine Lives, go from the Mercenary Plaza over to the Arms Bazaar, is where the Nine Lives Armory is. And you head into the repair shop, and Sporix Regrats, the resident mechanic there, sees you come in and he goes, "Ah, Ash. Hold on." Get a description of him. Sporix is a Trimador. Trimadors, they have really elongated necks, and it's real thick at the base and then tapers near the head. And the head is comparatively small, with a nose like a small little bulb. And he has green eyes that are almond shaped, and he has tiny little round ears and lips that are super thin. And his arms are as long as his legs. So it kind of looks, he looks super gangly. His arms are really long. He also, something I know with his hands, is he only has two fingers and a thumb. And they have wide feet. They only have two toes as well.
Are they aliens?
Yes.
Okay. I like him. He probably gets as many stares as I do.
Sporix likes you too, especially since you're always nice to him. And you always bring your gear and whatever armor you have to him to get repaired when you're in town. So it's just easy money. It's equipment that he's familiar with, so it's quick. But you do know Sporix loves taking apart and assembling new stuff too. So if there's ever a time when you find something new, if you were to bring it back to him, he'd be really excited about it.
I'd imagine that he and Ash talk shop a lot, because Ash usually does his own repairs and is in downtime.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, say he's even the one that showed you how to do the biometric scan for the security on your power armor. Oh, Ash, what can I do for you?
Oh, just coming back to pick up my power armor and go out and escort this merchant down the Ohio.
Oh, your power armor. Okay. Repairs are done. Hold on a sec. I'll be right back. And you can hear him call from the back of the shop. Was there anything else you needed?
Yeah, one of those toolkits to take with me for field repairs.
Oh, all right. You hear him tinkering and thumping around back there. And he comes back and like peeks around in the door. And he's like, "All right, come and follow me. I cleared a spot back so you can come walk back here easily." And so you walk back there. And it looks like organized chaos. But you can see, like, you're not a full-time mechanic, but you know enough about mechanical parts where that's like, here's a section for tools and parts for working on power armor. Here's a section for tools and parts working for a particular type of body armor. You know, here's a workbench that's all covered in shit, but it looks like he's dismantled a laser rifle and is in the process of putting it back together, maybe for cleaning or replacing some delicate part that broke. It's organized chaos, but it's a whole bunch of projects he's working on at once. And so he leads you back over to your power armor, and it's, you know, it's all cleared out. You can walk out of the shop with it. So as you go over and you walk over to your power armor, and you see that there's a fairly large and heavy looking briefcase that's plopped next to it. He goes over and starts opening the bay door for you as you're getting to your power armor. And he goes, I left that briefcase there. That's your toolkit. I already charged your card.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck, Ash.
Thanks, Forks. See you next time.
And so you load up and truck on out?
Yes.
You were told that the merchant is hanging out in the outskirts over by the Ohio River. He's just waiting for you at this point.
Outskirts isn't too far, right?
That's basically what they just call the immediate area around town.
Okay, so once you leave the main part of town, you're basically in the outskirts.
Yeah, Murktown is surrounded by a wall.
Oh, okay. Sort of like a... Okay. sort of like a fortress or the inner wall of a castle or something.
Yeah, so Murktown has the river behind it as a barrier there, but then it also has a wall around it. And then just outside of it on the southwest side is where the Headhunter Academy is.
Oh, outside of, in the outskirts, Headhunter Academy is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just outside of the city. But that's where they do their whole academy, just outside of the city.
Grab, make sure I have my all my gear and equipment and head on out to the meeting point.
Yeah, so you head out there and the quick flex alien, you see his sailing crew, it's all out there and they're kind of noodling, picking their noses and like scratching the back of their necks and looking around. But the merchant, you can tell right away he's the boss. He's a little bit cleaner than everyone else. And he's standing over by the next to the driver's side of the truck. And he's like tapping his foot really fast and like looking around like, come on, where is he? Let's go. Are you walking up to him or are you flying up to him?
Walking. I don't feel like I feel the need to fly this close to town.
Okay. So you walk up to him and I mean, it'd be pretty easy if you're in your power armor to spot you. So
yeah.
he goes and like, he's like, all right, it's time to go. Come on, let's go. He loads up his crew and makes sure everyone's packed up. And he sees that you're carrying, a duffel bag and all that and your briefcase in the other hand, along with all your weapons. And he's about to get in the cab. And he's, do you want to throw that in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
You are Ash, right?
Yep. That's me.
All right, let's go on the road. Let's go.
All right, throw my stuff in the back and let them know that I'll be patrolling from the air.
Sounds good. Just keep me alive.
That's the plan.
And he hops in and he starts up the truck, or tries to the first time, and it doesn't start. Goes, bah, 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 click, 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 click. You hear him cursing. He's like, ah. But eventually he does get it to turn over and he starts trucking off. There is a sort of a dirt road along the Ohio River that's traversed every now and then. So it's not too rough of a terrain. It's not full on ATV. So, you're able to travel at a decent speed. With you flying, you could travel like 10 times faster in this, easily at Mach speeds, but here you are. This is why you're getting paid the big bucks.
Right. Be just circling slowly.
Right. Okay, so after 30 to 45 minutes of slow traveling, start picking up readings on your sensors. I think they go out a couple miles, don't they? Do you have any notes written on for your power armor?
Not for sensory stuff.
You're getting a motion sensor moving towards you. You're flying, so I'll say along with that, you can see them. Your optic sensor tells you it's seen it before. It'll be SDC vehicles traveling towards you.
Does it look like they're on the same road headed towards us?
Yes.
Okay. Fly down next to Jimmy's truck and kind of like, so he's driving along and I'm just going to kind of fly along with him because he's going super slow compared to what I can do anyway. And be like, and tell him like, more vehicles headed this way on the road.
All right, go take care of it.
Take care of what?
Well, make sure they're not going to try to kill us.
All right, I'll go scout and see what they're about.
Give you a thumbs up.
I'll go in for a closer look.
Okay. As you start to go in closer, you see, well, not you per se, but your sensors clock 6 humanoids. They're in this vehicle. And you also clock a missile be fired at you.
Oh.
As you approach them.
All right. No attempt to communicate at all? Nothing over radio chatter?
No.
All right. Well, that's how it's going to be.
The missile sailing at you, you could try to dodge it, you could take it, or you can try to shoot it down.
Interesting. Shoot it down. I'll just go for the dodge.
Okay. You can shoot missiles down if it's in volleys. It's also potentially a good idea. Because if it's more than three missiles, you can't dodge it.
Oh, right.
Volley is larger than three, they just explode an entire area. If you shoot it down, then there's a percentage chance it'll blow up the other missiles with it.
Okay.
And missiles generally only have 1 mega damage to 5 for the really big boys. I think it might have like 10 maybe, but generally mini missiles and medium range missiles and short range missiles will run between like 1 and 3 mega damage.
Really? I'm looking at the damage for my mini missiles and my mini plasma missiles and stuff. And
that's the damage output.
Right.
Not how much damage they can take before exploding.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Anyways, if I did choose to try to shoot them out of the sky, would it be a strike or would it be a parry?
So that's for your hand-to-hand.
Okay.
So then you have a bonus for whatever weapon you're using. So then if you look at your weapon proficiencies.
I'm looking at my power armor stats.
You should have a section on your character sheet for weapon proficiencies. It should say a bonus for... well, what are you using to, or considering using to shoot down the missile?
Oh, I'm not. I was just wondering.
Okay.
I still want to dodge.
Okay.
Is my flying dodge the same as the dodge up here for hand to hand?
No. Your flying dodge should be a lot higher.
Okay. I don't have any distinction here between flying dodge and regular dodge.
Because you get
other than I have a +6/+9. So maybe the +9 is my flying dodge.
Yes. While you're flying, you are quite a bit nimbler.
I hope so. A lot less resistance up here.
Right. So I'll roll to its attack, and then you got to beat my... Yeah, I rolled pretty good. Don't look in my box, and I can't fudge things.
It's right here. If you don't want me to look at it, you're going to have to move it.
So these guys are pretty basic. I'm going to say that they don't have a bonus to strike. So you just got to be a 19 with your dodge. These are just bandits.
Yeah, did not dodge.
No, you didn't.
I might have... gotten a little bit lazy. Didn't think this was going to happen, maybe. I don't know.
Also, one of the things you can do is, along with dodging or parrying or shooting missiles out of the sky, you can also roll with punch.
Right.
But that takes place of one of them, though. You can't do that and roll with punch, or dodge and roll with it.
I see.
So if you're rolling with an impact, that's what you're doing. Right. You're just accepting your fate and taking it.
That gives what, like half damage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you take, it's a mini missile for 20 points of mega damage.
My main body, or are you doing getting specific here?
No, main body.
Okay.
It hits your center mass as a high explosive mini missile implodes on you.
MDC?
Yep. Roll initiative.
It's a D20, right?
Yes, ma'am. You may or may not have initiative bonus. I think you do.
I do. But I rolled like crap again. So a 6 for initiative.
I rolled a 2. So
I
you
did
go.
Two. I'm using different dice now. Well, you know what? I didn't like that.
What?
So they are going to get a short range plasma missile at them.
Okay.
They're just all in one vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I just use my bonus to strike, or is it different for ranged weapons?
To attack with your power armor system shooting it, you think you just use... Oh, fuck, I don't know. You're using your targeting system, which you get a bonus to strike. I would say, do you have weapon efficiency heavy weapons?
Heavy energy weapons, yep. And power armor elite.
That's a good question. I don't know what you would use. Wait, let me see your character sheet real quick. I don't want to pause and look up something. I'm tired of going down rabbit holes. I'll make a decision. So your sniper, you get +2. Your power armor, I think, gives you another +1.
Power armor elite, I think, gives me a +2.
I don't remember power armor elites giving you bonuses.
According to the combat skills in the generator, it's +2 to initiative, +1 to attack, +2 to strength is what you get from the power armor elite.
Well, your sensory systems will give you a +1 because of targeting.
Okay.
You have targeting systems.
Yep.
So that gives a +1. That's generally what those targeting systems give across the board for everything. Okay. And then you have a +2 with snipering.
Okay.
But now that I say it out loud, I don't think that applies here because that's specifically for using long-range rifles.
Okay.
So I guess a +1.
Just a +1, that's it?
That's what I'm saying. That seems really low. What's your bonus to shoot or bonus to hit with energy rifles? We'll just go with that for now. Without your sniper bonus.
That'd be a nat 20.
So the guy sees it coming and he has sixth sense, so he's going to try to dodge it. The guy is driving.
Dodge it with a truck?
You can dodge with a truck.
Okay.
He's not going to, though. He's not going to beat your natural 20 with a 5. So...
That's where my character goes. Hit me with a missile. Each should die.
Right. So yeah, roll your damage. You hit it square on.
My plasma missiles happen to do 4d6 mega damage.
I think everyone else is going to try to roll with punch besides the driver. But none of those rolls was a natural 20. So
15 mega damage.
15, okay. I'm going to say the truck is gonzo. It's incapacitated, but it didn't like incinerate and explode all over the place. Looked like it had mega damage plating. But you blew up the hood and the engine compartment. It's blown out. One of the wheels went flying off into the Ohio River, and a couple of the guys were blown out of the trucks. I'm going to say that they've lost their next turn, and the driver is currently stuck in the truck. So you can take your next attack. It's attack number 2.
Excellent.
Now with a natural 20 with a missile, I was just they got the impacted.
And I am going to whip out my long gun.
Switching weapons does take an attack.
Does it?
Yes.
I have 6 of those.
Okay. So you want to use your next attack then to pull out your long gun?
Yes.
Okay. The rest of them are going to get back up for their next attack. The driver is going to try to get out of the truck. One of them is going to try to shoot another mini missile at you. He looks like he has a launcher.
Ah.
That's another 19.
Wait, rolling that dice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's got another 19 coming at you. And you, do you have auto dodge?
Auto dodge?
Actually, that was before initiative.
That's a skill, right?
It was before initiative, so it doesn't matter here. No, auto dodge isn't a skill. It's something that you get for either being a coalition commando or being abnormally fast racially, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I have auto dodge.
Okay. Then if you dodge, it does take an attack.
So my first attempt to dodge was the use of an attack.
Yeah.
My missile was an attack.
Your first dodge was before initiative, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
So you took one attack. If you dodge, it'll take your next attack.
Oh, right. Yes, I still want to try to dodge.
Okay. There is a thing that's simultaneous attack, too. So you can attack them at the same time you're being attacked, so you'll just take it, but they also have to take it. They don't have a chance to dodge.
No, I'm going to dodge.
Okay.
Or try to, anyway. Yeah. So that would be a 17. So just hits.
You try to veer out of the way. You're hoping that guy was dead, but he wasn't. And he just sits up and props up the missile again and blasts you with another high explosive for 17 points of mega damage. The others are going to shoot at you with laser rifles. You want to dodge, or do you want to... Dodging laser rifles is a little bit more difficult because it's a laser rifle.
Right. Laser rifles do SDC or MDC?
MDC.
Mm. Does rolling with the punch take up an attack?
Rolling with punch, I'm going to say for now, no.
Okay, I'll roll with it then.
Okay. So, hold on. They are shooting normally. They're not aiming a shot. Aim shots take two attacks. So just firing at you. Penalties. All range shots require a roll of 8 to strike. So 1 through 7 is a miss. So 2 of them miss just outright. So they both hit you unless you want to do something about it.
I'm just rolling with it.
Okay, so then you got to beat their rolls. You got to beat an 18 and a 12.
Here's for the 18. Nat 20.
All right, keep that one.
Here's for the next one. We have 2, but I have a plus 10 to roll, so that's a 12.
Ties go to Hero. Okay. So you'll take half damage for both. Actually, I'll say you take, because you rolled a natural 20 with the roll of punch, they just... You won't take anything. It reflects off the armor. You somersault in the air, but as you come back up, you take another one off of your faceplate. So that's 8, 10, 13 points of mega damage.
Is that half from the roll or no?
That's not halved. So 6.
Okay.
It is your attack, attack number 3. And they are all collectively smoking. You did do 15 to all of them, so.
Okay. I'm so done with the missile launcher guy. So I'm going to go into a direct dive towards him as fast as I can without hitting the ground myself. Grab him and basically launch him.
So you're going to like scoop him and then like start flying up and toss him like that, fly back up into the air? It's going to be difficult for you to manhandle him and like throw him into the river, kind of.
I'll just dive straight down, grab him, dive straight back up until okay. I'm like, I don't know, 600 feet up, and then drop him.
Okay. You're going to have to roll me a strike check.
Straight?
You get your strike bonus.
Okay.
He's going to try to slap your hand away. He doesn't want to be grabbed. If you can imagine that.
19.
Harry. I'm going to say he's at a quite the negative to parry. Here he is. Oh, he only has a plus 3. I thought he was going to have a lot higher. No. He's like, oh, no. And you fly right out and grab them and you just go straight up into the air. Their attacks, I'm going to say they're going to be able to get some more shots off at you, but you are a distance away, so it's a lot harder to hit.
Basically going probably Mach 1 straight up in the air.
Right. So that's a miss. Those are all misses.
Okay.
I was making it the equivalent of a called shot, so it had to be a 12 or better. With the speed that you're traveling and the distance. So they're taking shots off of you, but you get up to altitude super fast. It's attack number 4. The guy is just gripping you. Are you trying to shuck him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll me. He wouldn't he like pass out going Mach 1 straight up with no armor?
That is true. That is something, I'll roll, what's his physical endurance? Oh, his physical endurance is the supernatural. Let's roll a percentage chance here. His suit also protects him for a bit, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good suit.
They all have environmental suits on.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would have been toast. He keeps consciousness.
Okay, well then, yeah, karate chop him off me.
He's
like clinging to me.
He's not clinging to you, like... A panicked civilian would, if that makes sense.
But he isn't just easily letting me drop him.
Right. So roll me contested physical strength checks.
How do I augment that for my power armor?
Your robotic power armor. So let's say...
Oh, then we get into all that robotic strength versus supernatural strength.
He's not supernatural.
No, I mean like the different strength charts when it comes to robotic and human. And
yeah, I'm going to have to go find them.
So right now I'm a robotic 24.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Don't worry about rolling. I'll just roll. I'll pick a DC for him. I'm going to tell you now, no. Tan's not going to do it. He has a physical strength of 18. He's only human. His suit's not modified. So you shuck him. And you can hear his screams through his faceplate as he plummets to the ground. I'm going to say, with your experience, you know he's not dead, but he's not conscious because of the impact. He's not moving. It's likely that he survived. A lot of biomedical body armors have fail safes in them for concussions just because of the sheer force of mega damage weapons. But you can still take internal damage from concussions. And there's only a max velocity of which you can fall.
Yeah.
He is unconscious and he probably isn't doing well considering he just took a missile not too long ago as well. But it's likely he's still alive.
Okay.
But he is non-combatant now.
Fair enough.
We'll take some shots off at you from way on up high. Miss. That's one hit for 13.
23.
Okay. You'll take half damage for 12 points total. That's half already.
That's already half. Jeez, what is he hitting me with?
Oh, wait. No. Okay. 9 points total.
Okay.
I rolled 5d6, not 4d6.
Oopsie. So 9 is already half.
Yeah. It's attack number 5. Are you out of attacks now?
No, I have 6 total.
Okay.
They're going to get another missile.
Okay. What is the blast radius of your missiles?
That we would have to look up.
Which missile are you using?
I would like to be using a... short-range plasma missile again.
Short-range plasma has a 15-foot, so I'll say you can get 2 of them.
I rolled the wrong damage last time. How much blast radius does a plasma mini-missile have?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was a plasma. You're using a short-range?
Short-range plasma missile.
The short-range is still 15 feet. It's 15 for both of them.
Oh, okay.
Did you use a mini-missile or a short-range last time?
Last time I used a... Well, we'll say I used the mini missile because I did that damage anyhow.
Okay.
Well, change it up and do a short range plasma missile this time. Do they same have the same box radius?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you said plus 2.
Yes.
9.
Okay, hold on. They're going to try to shoot it down. So I'm trying to find real quick. And it says here, no missile bonus to strike, unless it's a guided missile. Okay, so shooting missiles, have to have attack available. They don't. They're out of attacks, so they can't shoot it. They're going to take it to the face because they can't dodge either. But they can roll with impact. One of them successfully rolled. The other one's getting hit to the body. He's taking it. His buddy just happens to be close enough to take half damage.
Okay.
And for anyone listening, I realize there's a lot of rules that I'm not following directly or specifically, but it's kind of like narrative role-playing right now, just loosely following rules.
So that's...
I know.
50?
Come again?
50. It's 2d6 times 10 for the short-range plasma.
Those two guys are incinerated. They are no longer there. There is a massive crater in the ground. They're dead. Very dead.
Good.
They're out of attacks, so do your next attack.
Oh, that was my 6th, wasn't it?
That was your 5th.
All right. How many guys are left?
So there would be... You drop one from the sky.
Uh-huh. Incinerated two.
There was 4 others. So you incinerated 2, so there's only 2 left, which was the previous driver and then 1 other dude.
And are they sufficiently grouped for a missile or did they scatter?
They haven't scattered, but they're far enough away. They're farther than 15 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I will rocket back down. This time I'm going to pick one to stomp into the ground with my power armor.
Okay. So roll me a strike then.
Oof. That is an 8.
Successfully parried, but you have robotic strength and you're being propelled down to the ground. So I'm going to say you can do half damage. You're also going to take damage, though, from rocketing yourself into the ground because of the aforementioned concussion that we were just talking about.
Okay. How do you want to play it, DM?
Do you have any of your hand-to-hand damages written down?
Hand-to-hand? Yeah.
And your power armors?
Oh, and my power armor.
I know power armors get specific hand-to-hand.
Oh, there's a specific stomp damage, and I don't have that written down.
Well, that's for robots. Robots get to stomp people like dinosaurs.
I have my punch, power punch, leap kick, and kick damage written down.
Do punch damage then.
D4, plus I know I get a bonus from my robotic strength. I just don't know what that might be.
You inflict 1d4 on a full strength punch.
SDC?
No, MDC.
Oh, MDC, okay.
Yeah, no, you're in a power armor.
I was thinking SDC. I was like, that's not very much.
Yeah, no, you could stomp through modern vehicles.
Okay. 4.
I'm going to say he can take half of that, so he's still alive, but I'm going to say he's knocked prone. You take 5 SDC points from the force.
Okay.
And then it'd be initiative again.
Not very high. 10.
Okay. They go first. He's going to try to shoot you with the firearm, his sidearm. That's definitely going to hit. The other guy's going to shoot you with a laser rifle. And that's going to hit 2. Are you rolling? Taking evasive actions?
Yes. It's a dirty 20 to roll.
Almost positive I'm doing roll with punches incorrectly, but whatever. Okay. 16 points total. Mega damage.
Is that already halved?
That is not. So 8.
Because a dirty 20 rolls sufficiently for that, those attacks, right?
Correct, yes.
All right. I'm going to attempt to power punch the one right here.
Okay. That will take 2 attacks, and I get to try to parry it.
Jesus worst. 22.
He has, according to this, a insanely high plus to parry. But that is not enough. I think that's, this character has this is the driver. He has a 6th sense, which gives him a bonus, but that only lasts for the first round. I think that's what's incorporated here.
Oh, okay.
He does not parry.
Awesome.
Do your damage. He tries to stop your hand. He's like, no, 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 no. And like, try to like hit your hand away with the pistol, but fails.
That would be 6 MDC.
Your punch caves in his faceplate. He is dead. And he crumbles to the ground. The other guy is going to take another shot at you.
Pew, pew. Not running yet, huh?
Where's he going to run to, babe? You run at mock speed.
That's true.
The only hope is to kill you. Or at least disable you. So that's going to be a hit if you want to try to roll with it.
He's the last guy I want to actually try to dodge.
Okay. But you can't because okay. You power punched. Power punch takes 2 attacks, which takes up your... So it's like reeling back and then throwing your whole body weight into it. So he takes advantage of you being, you know, your fist being inside his buddy's face. So you take 12... 18 points total. So your next attack, you shake the body off of your fist and then turn to face him. And how bad off are you looking?
Just about half. So pretty banged up.
You shake his buddy off of your hand and turn to face him, and he tosses his gun on the ground. He's like, I surrender.
You cowardly piece of shit. Yep. Keep your hands where I can see them.
They're right here. Please don't kill me.
I just walk towards them, shaking my head, saying, there are some days I wish I was evil. Tie his hands behind his back or cuff him.
Okay. Do you have cuffs?
Actually, they're in the bag, I think. I do have cuffs, but I don't know. Well, you said my power armor has like a little backpack compartment, right? Just not like a big...
You have a little pack that I think that usually has stuff like your clips and your essentials for any combat situation.
Yes, I do specifically have handcuffs. Whether they're in my power armor or not.
I'm going to say they're back on the truck.
All right, well.
Which is stopped currently.
Is there anything salvageable from the truck that I blew apart? Like a piece of rope? Wire.
Sure.
Okay. I will hold his hands while I find something to tie them.
Okay. He doesn't resist. Again, where is he going to go? You fly at mock speeds.
Right.
He's like, I'll just sit down. That's like, he takes off his helmet even. He's like, look, you'll kill me whether I have my helmet on or not. How about that? That's... I'll stay like this. It's fine.
Then I will just pick him up like a giant baby.
So you can loot him and all of his stuff here. What are you going to do with him, though? It's very unlikely that Jimmy wants to take this guy with him.
Right. I'm going to check in with Jimmy real quick and just say, like, hey, took care of that.
We'll say you guys have radios. You have a radio built into your helmet. Talk with him.
I can calm with Jimmy. Okay. Tell Jimmy that I destroyed a convoy. I have one prisoner I need to take back to Marktown. I'll just be a couple minutes.
Do you want to just pay this guy? He's just a bandit. AKA knows the mercenary.
No.
Okay. It's an option. This isn't an uncommon option either. He doesn't have an employer. He doesn't even have a gang anymore. You killed all of them. Basically, what he's going to do is when you drop him off in Marktown, serve whatever time he might serve, which will probably be none, and then go join another band. They taking him back, there aren't authorities. And Marktown Act will... That you know for a fact, Merktown actively doesn't want you to bring somebody back.
Oh, all right.
Unless there is a bounty on this guy's head, which you guys are kind of like, with you just engaging them, they're probably not a bounty, or like, you know, it'll be worth 20 credits or something. Nobody's going to give a shit. Most people would just throw this guy in the river.
What's your name?
Kimmel.
Kimmel, you have two options right now. I kill you.
Yep, don't like that.
Or... you run with me now, and I pay you part of the take from my jobs, and you protect my six, and I protect yours. You betray me in any way, shape, or form, and again, I will fucking kill you.
You know, that sounds like, you know, weigh my options. I think I'll go with the latter and run with you now. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, good choice, Kimmel.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do I get a gun?
You had one you were shooting me with just a second ago.
He threw it on the ground. But this is assuming during all this interrogation and finding something to tie him up with, you kicked his gun away from him.
Oh, yeah,
you would have effectively disarmed him.
Go ahead and pick up whatever you can salvage from the wreck here. Were you guys carrying anything useful? Anything worth money?
And he says, Bert over there has the rocket launcher, but he only had two missiles, which he fired at you. No. He goes and he helps you loot. You find enough credit sticks and chips that equate to about 500 credits between all of them.
I will ask him all, what in the fuck were you small timers thinking when you launched a missile at a flying Titan power armor?
I mean, we didn't know it was a flying Titan power armor. For all we know, you're flying around in some half-assed techno wizard suit. You can tell he's wearing, I think it's urban survivor power or environmental body armor. And it's basically just like a plastic face shield. they're all wearing very like standard generic environmental body armors.
Okay.
They're full enviro suits, but it's likely they didn't have full sensory equipment like you had.
So he's probably telling the truth when they couldn't tell that I was hacking.
Yeah, you were flying. They could tell that there was somebody driving because it was kicking up a bunch of dust. And it was only you flying in the air. And they all have decent laser rifles. They're like, shoot them down. Even if you're blown to pieces, they can get pretty good money for salvage for a power armor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mark so, that as not one of the smartest decisions y'all ever made.
Yeah, clearly. Well, I mean, I made a smarter decision by surrendering. So
that's true.
I'm alive and they're dead.
Yeah. That's true.
You find their laser rifles. I don't have them written down, but generic laser rifles. I'll figure it out later. There is four laser rifles and the driver's pistol.
Laser pistol?
Yeah. And then the mini missile launcher. Kimmel tells you that one of the guys that was running with them was an ex-Special Forces, and that's the guy that you dropped from the sky.
That was a cool one. I liked it.
He screamed into our mics the entire way down until he hit the ground. That was obnoxious.
Yeah, well.
Which
people tend to do that when you drop them from 60 stories up.
Remember what I was saying earlier, too, that guy is likely still alive.
Oh, yeah. Go check him out.
Guys, you remove his helmet, and he's still breathing. He's also unconscious. You'd wager maybe in a coma if he's still unconscious. He should have woken up by now. Kimmel walks up and has one of the guns that he saw that she's, you want me to shoot him?
Not really my style to shoot a guy while he's down.
And we'll just shrugs. He doesn't care.
Although if I take him back to Marktown, nobody there is going to give a crap about him or pay his bill to get healed. If he does miraculously survive, I'll have a new enemy at my back.
And Kim goes, yeah. So, and kind of just like slowly swivels his rifle over the guy's head. It's like, makes you feel any better. This guy was kind of an asshole anyways.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, all you hear is just like click, and the guy's head is vaporized. He's dead.
Body armor still salvageable?
Oh, yeah, you took the helmet off. The body armor did take 15 points of mega damage. All of the body armors are, for the most part, salvageable, besides the two that you turned dust in the crater.
Yeah, because my body armor is 115 mega damage. It's on the higher side.
A much higher side. Usually the average body armor is run between like 35 and 40 mega damage.
Mm, okay. But they're still repairable.
Yeah. I mean, you could take all the remaining suits that you can get that's not Kimmel's would be the drivers and the special forces guy. The other guys, you.
Oh, I missiled those guys.
Yeah, those guys vaporized.
Yeah. So
Two suits of power armor. Or body armor, and write damaged on them. And then they did have some other miscellaneous gear in the back of the truck. We'll say there's like two large duffel bags of gear.
Standard gear?
Yeah, I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
Jimmy hits you up on the radios. Okay, everything all good? You alive?
Yeah, all good, Jimmy. I got a straggler here. He's gonna join up and help me out instead of dying. So, do you have a spot on your truck for him?
Yeah. He ran the back of the gear.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm bringing him now. I'm going to clear off the road of the clear the road of the debris that I caused first so you can get by.
Okay. He'll start driving up so you don't have to fly to him. And Jimmy will just, or Kimmel will just hop in the back of the truck when the truck gets there.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we will stop tonight's episode there because I have to work tomorrow.
Hey, it's Kimmel here. My life was spared so I could speak to you now, so hooray or something. Anyways, thanks for listening, and remember to like, review, rate, and share us wherever you listen to podcasts or dick around on social media. Today's game was played by Nicole, who played Ash, who made themselves my new boss, and Tony, who is the GM who orchestrated this whole shit show. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you on the river.